Over 500 people packed the Richmond City Council meeting in Northern California last night as it discussed Chevron's billion-dollar refinery expansion proposal. At issue are community conditions which were attached to the proposal by the Richmond Planning Commission last week. Pacifica's Carla West reports.
California Attorney General Kamala Harris wrote a letter to the City of Richmond's Planning Department this spring, criticizing the environmental impact report and suggesting major changes. But recently, Harris announced that she backed Alternative 11, which the EIR states won't increase local greenhouse gases. Andres Soto, Richmond organizer for Communities for a Better Environment, told KPFA why he thinks Harris put her weight behind Alternative 11.
Chevron put a tremendous amount of political pressure on her after her first letter came out. And, you know, she has other political ambitions. You know, she could run for senator, she could run for governor. Her position could be compromised if Chevron put it out that she was not friendly to industry. So she stepped back and said, well, wait a minute. I do like this Alternative 11 because it does get us to actually know local emission increases.
Soto said that in order for Alternative 11 to result in no local increases in emissions, the refinery would have to operate at 80% capacity. Richmond Planning Commissioner Marilyn Langlois said that Alternative 11 makes emissions only slightly better. Langlois said that most of the improvement is due to Praxair, the company which will actually operate the expanded hydrogen plant, logging the emissions on its EIR.
They make it sound like it'll be way less greenhouse gas emissions. That's not true. It's just the greenhouse gas emissions that will come from the expanded hydrogen plant will count towards Praxair, because Praxair is the company that will operate that plant. So there will be hugely expanded greenhouse gas emissions. It's just that they won't count under Chevron's EIR. That will come under a different EIR. So, you know, it's kind of kicking the can down the road as far as that goes.
Richmond's Planning Commission passed Alternative 11, but with four community conditions that would require stricter pollution emission standards and a more thorough upgrade of parts of the refinery that handle highly corrosive oil, such as Bakken crude, which is fracked in North Dakota and sent to the Bay Area by rail through the Kinder Morgan yard in Richmond. The community conditions would also require Chevron to participate in climate justice mitigation by funding a locally run clean energy jobs program. Soto said that the community conditions are being gutted behind closed doors.
Well, I don't think the testimony makes a whole lot of difference. You know, that's sort of like the showbiz of politics. The real dealing is going on behind closed doors. We know who the swing voters are, and so they're swinging right now, and they're trying to cut the best deals for themselves, I'm sure, that they can. And that would be Tom Butt and Jill Myrick, because Tom wants to try to get as much money out of Chevron for his pet projects and other projects in town. And JL, you know, he's a young guy with future political ambitions. He works for Nancy Skinner, our assembly member. And so, you know, they're both totally in bed with the building trades union, who are really the tail being wagged by Chevron.
The Richmond City Council is set to continue hearing public comment and take a vote on Chevron's billion-dollar refinery expansion project on Tuesday, July 29th at 6:30 p.m. in the Richmond Civic Center Auditorium. In Richmond, I'm Carla West, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.